Banff's Heritage Action Plan paves the way for Town of Banff or Banff Heritage Corporation to explore purchasing threatened heritage properties. Council has adopted the Heritage Action Plan, which aims to encourage built heritage conservation over the next 5 to 10 years, including a tactic that was earlier removed from the draft plan to potentially allow for the purchase of heritage buildings. Officials say historical documents and information from Banff Heritage Corporation indicate the corporation has authority to purchase heritage homes, including a borrowing bylaw which would come to council, or acquiring a heritage property by way of gift or bequest. Mayor Corey DeMano said including this option in the long-awaited Heritage Action Plan does not necessarily mean potential purchases would be tax-supported, but leaves the door open to explore opportunities with strong oversight. It hasn't occurred yet from my understanding, so that tells me that it might not be utilized often, but regardless, it's going to be a tool in the toolbox for trying to save heritage properties from demolition, she said during a council meeting Monday, March 11. I think there are good checks and balances in there, and I think it's worthwhile to leave this in for exploration and consideration. Over the last 7 years, 8 properties on Banff's municipal heritage inventory have been demolished. They include the Kidney House, 328 Muskrat Street, McKay Residence, 216 Muskrat Street, Heinz Cabin 1, 338 Banff Avenue, Barry Boarding House, 338 Banff Avenue, Webb Residence, 342 Banff Avenue, McLeod Home, 345 Banff Avenue, Margaret Greenham Residence, 606 Caribou Street, and Canetto Cabin, 451 Banff Avenue. Kathleen Gallagher, heritage planner for the town of Banff, said retention, restoration, rehabilitation and reuse of heritage buildings is a well-established community goal, yet despite this, heritage properties are under pressure, with many demolished, at risk, or experiencing a declining state of repair. She said more demolitions are expected, noting the Thompson Cabin 1 at 220 Beaver Street and James Thompson Residence at 218 Beaver Street were approved for demolition in 2023 as part of a redevelopment of a bed and breakfast inn redevelopment. Administration is aware through pre-development permit application conversations that other buildings on the municipal heritage inventory are being considered for demolition, though formal applications are yet to be received, she said. Ann Ewan, chair of the Banff Heritage Corporation, said members of the corporation considering the ability to purchase heritage properties is important because of the need to preserve the history and heritage of Banff. This tactic would enable the Heritage Corporation to acquire property and would allow for continued ownership or a future sale, with stipulations that the heritage value be maintained, she wrote in a letter to council. Careful consideration and analysis of the purchase would be required to ensure that it is the best option to save the property and that it makes sense for acquisitions. The 2024 budget approved increases to the Heritage Grant offering from $25,000 to $125,000 for residential heritage properties and $50,000 to $125,000 for non-residential. In addition, through the Clean Energy Improvement Program, administration will offer specific enhanced rebates for municipal historic resources. Now that the Heritage Action Plan has been adopted, administration will work on a proposed timeline for implementation over the coming years. Proposals related to bed and breakfast homes, such as dedicating future B&B licenses to heritage properties, or licensing for B&Bs to be valid for life of heritage property, will be addressed as part of the ongoing initiative to amend B&B regulations, expected to be finished in 2024. Longer term, a tiered system of designation and regulations, benefits instead of an all-or-nothing approach, down payment assistance, assistance where relocation of heritage buildings is required would be looked at. DeMano said she appreciated the years of work that have gone into creating a heritage action plan, noting adoption of the plan as a milestone. I am also pleased to see this shift to action, she said. This really speaks to how we are losing heritage properties at this dizzying rate and we need to really move on this, and that time is of the essence.